Hi, Pook. What day is today?
It is April. It is April 15, 2019. And...
Well, shall we read a story?
Yes!
Okay. Epi, what do you have to say today?
I have a book. It's Mouse Soup, and that's a new one Mommy got.
Oh, do you like the book Mouse Soup?
Yeah, I read it. I read it at home every day, and another book Mommy got me.
Okay, what story is your favorite in Mouse Soup?
The weasel, the mouse sneak. He did jump out, then he walked to his house and get inside, and the weasel can't find him or eat him.
Oh. Okay, we are going to read Mouse Soup tonight. A mouse sat under a tree. He was reading a book. A weasel jumped out and caught the mouse. The weasel took the mouse home. Ah, said the weasel, I am going to make mouse soup. Oh, said the mouse, I am going to be mouse
soup.
I'm going to be mouse soup. The weasel put the mouse in the cooking pot. Wait, said the mouse. This soup will not taste good. It has no stories in it. Mouse soup must be mixed with stories to make it taste good. But I have no stories, said the weasel. I do, said the mouse. I can tell them now. All right, said the weasel, but hurry, I am very hungry. Here are four stories to put in the soup, said the mouse. Bees and mud. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A mouse was walking through the woods. A nest of bees fell from the tree. It landed on top of his head. Bees, said the mouse. You will have to fly away. I do not want a nest of bees sitting on my head. But the bees said, we like your ears, we like your nose, we like your whiskers. Yes, this is a fine place for our nest. We will never fly away. The mouse was upset. He did not know what to do. The buzzing of the bees was very loud. The mouse walked on. He came to a muddy swamp. Bees, said the mouse, I have a nest like yours. It is in my home. If you want to stay on my head, you will have to come home with me. Oh, yes, said the bees. We like your ears. We like your nose. We like your whiskers. We will be glad to come home with you. Very well, said the mouse. He stepped into the mud up to his knees. Here is my front door, said the mouse. Oh, yes, said the bees. The mouse stepped into the mud up to his waist. Here is my living room, said the mouse. Oh, yes, said the bees. The mouse stepped into the mud to his chin. Here is my bedroom, said the mouse. Oh, yes, said the bees. And now I will go to sleep, said the mouse. He ducked his head under the mud. Oh, no, said the bees. We like your front door. We like your living room. We like your bedroom. But no, 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 no. We do not like your bed. The bees jumped into the air and flew away. The mouse went home and took a bath.
So
Two large stones sat on the side of a hill. Grass and flowers grew there. This side of the hill is nice, said the first stone. I wonder what is on the other side of the hill. We do not know. We never will, said the second stone.
Papa, that's the bird first, then the mouse second.
Oh, so the stones asked the bird to do something?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the mouse.
Oh, well, let's find out. One day, a bird flew down. Bird, can you tell us what is on the other side of the hill? Asked the stones. The bird flew up into the sky. It flew over the hill. It came back and said, I can see two towns and castles. I can see mountains and valleys. It is a wonderful sight. Yes, E.P.?
The last one, their stones, said that the bird lied to us.
Oh, well, let's find out what it says. Okay, back to the story. The first stone said, "All those things are on the other side of the hill." "How sad," said the second stone. "We cannot see them. We never will." The two stones sat on the side of the hill. They felt sad for 100 years. Wow, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. One day, a mouse came by. "Mouse, can you tell us what is on the other side of the hill?" asked the stones. The mouse climbed up the hill. He put his nose over the top. He looked down. He came back and said, "I can see earth and stones. I see grass and flowers. It is a wonderful sight." The first stone said, "The bird told us a lie. That side of the hill looks the same as this side of the hill." "Oh, good," said the second stone. "We feel happy now, and we always will." Yay. The crickets. One night, a mouse woke up. There was a chirping sound outside her window. "What is that noise?" asked the mouse. "What did you say?" asked the cricket. "I cannot hear you and make music at the same time." "I want to sleep," said the mouse. "I do not want any more music." "What did you say?" said the cricket. "You want more music? I will find a friend." Soon there were two crickets chirping at the window. "Papa? I want you to stop the music," said the mouse. You are giving me more." "What did you say?" asked the cricket. "You want more? You want more music? We will find another friend." Soon there were three crickets chirping. "You must stop the music," said the mouse. "I am tired. I cannot take much more." "What did you say?" asked the cricket. "You want much more music? We will find many friends." Soon there were 10 crickets chirping. "Stop!" cried the mouse. "Your music is too loud." "Loud?" said the cricket. "Yes, we can chirp very loud." So 10 crickets chirped very loud. "Please," shouted the mouse, "I want to sleep. I wish you would all go away." "Go away?" asked the cricket. "Why didn't you say so in the first place?" "We will go away and chirp somewhere else," said the 10 crickets. They went away and chirped somewhere else, and the mouse went back to sleep.
Pop, pop. And it said, "Dear lady, what is wrong?"
Oh, you know the story, huh? So the thornbush story. Shall I let me start reading the thornbush story? The thornbush. An old lady went to the door of her house. She was crying. A policeman came by. "Dear lady," said the policeman, "why are you crying?" "Come in," said the old lady, "and I will show you." "Look, there is a thornbush growing in my living room chair," said the old lady. "How did it get there?" said the policeman. "I do not know," said the old lady. "One day I sat down and something hurt me. I got up and there was a thornbush." "You poor lady," said the policeman. "I will pull the thornbush out of your chair. Then you can sit down again." "No," cried the old lady. "Don't do that. I do not want to sit down. I have been sitting down all my life. I love my thornbush. I am crying because it is sick."
Hey, Pook.
Yeah, like Pook is sick. Shall we pour water on Pook?
No.
Oh.
No.
"See," said the old lady, "all of the branches are falling over." "The thorn bush may be thirsty," said the policeman. "Perhaps it needs water." "I never thought of that," said the old lady. She poured some water on the bush. The thorn bush shivered and shook. Leaves came out on the branches. Little buds came out near the leaves. The buds opened up. They became very large roses. "Thank you, kind policeman," cried the old lady. "You saved my thorn bush. You have made my house beautiful." She kissed the policeman and gave him a big bunch of roses to take home.
Pop, pop.
Yes?
We get to my favorite part.
Oh, okay. Now this is the end. "There," said the mouse. "I have told you my stories. They will make your mouse soup taste really good." "All right," said the weasel. "But how can I put the stories into the soup?" "That will be easy," said the mouse. "Run outside and find a nest of bees, some mud, 2 large stones, 10 crickets, and a thornbush. Come back and put them all into the soup." The weasel ran outside very fast. He forgot to close the door. The weasel found a nest of bees. He was stung many times. The weasel found some mud. It was wet and gooey. The weasel found 2 large stones. They were heavy.
The mouse is right out in the pot. Now he's right there.
Yes. The weasel found 10 crickets.
Right,
he had to jump to catch them. The weasel found a thorn bush. He was pricked and scratched. "Now my mouse soup will taste good," said the weasel.
Uh-oh.
But when the weasel came back to his house, he found a surprise. The cooking pot was empty. The mouse hurried to its safe house. He lit the fire and ate his supper. He finished reading his book.
Papa?
At home.
Papa?
Good night.